This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
There's a limit on how much you, an individual, can give to a single candidate running for office, $2,600. And on top of that, there had been limits on how much you could give overall. I say had because today, the U.S. Supreme Court said those overall limits are unconstitutional. So theoretically, you could give $2,600 to each and every candidate nationwide, and also to political parties. Here's Marketplace's Mark Garrison on what today's decision could mean.
Let's meet two folks on two sides of this issue who both filed briefs with the court. Ilya Shapiro of the Libertarian Cato Institute is happier of the pair.
The Supreme Court should free up the arena for political speech.
Trevor Potter is with Campaign Legal Center. You may have seen him on TV in his role as lawyer for Stephen Colbert's many satirical political ventures. The court did not agree with him.
If they read our brief, they apparently didn't care about the consequences.
This is Marketplace, not Legal Place, so we won't dwell on their arguments. In short, Potter worries about money causing corruption. Shapiro says restricting campaign spending restrains free speech. But there's one place they agree. First, Potter.
I think there will be a net increase in the amount of money going into politics.
And Shapiro.
I think there'll be increased contributions in general to the candidates and campaigns.
And it may mean less money given to outside groups. In recent years, dollars have flowed from billionaires to super PACs and 501c4s. Outside money has been the trendy thing in campaigns, but this ruling may bring a vintage political force back into style. Scott Bland is with National Journal Hotline, a news source for political insiders.
It's possible that as a result of this, the parties will be able to exercise a little bit more influence than they have over the last few years.
In a political environment full of new ways to spend money, today's ruling may help empower a very old one. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.